is the voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. Hi, I'm Chip Brim. And today and this week, we've been teaching on loyalty, how it is a key to activating the anointing. God is big on loyalty, let me tell you. And he'll promote you for it, too. We have been talking about God's mighty army. And it is actually, there is a blueprint of it in the Bible in 1 Chronicles 12:22. And we're in the army of the Lord, and I know you know this, that right now we are at war like never before. The church is at war like never before. And some of the attributes, and here's what he said. He said, I wrote this book and I called these men mighty. Now that word mighty means champion in Hebrew. And he said, these are the attributes of my mighty army. Well, if these are the attributes of his army then they're the same attributes of his army now. And we should be going by these. We should be getting in here and studying them, going, hey, we need to have these attributes. And he said this actually to Mom. It was her very first sermon. The Lord said, as these men were to David, you are to be towards Christ Jesus now. So I turned there and it says, for at that time they came to David day by day. And we should be coming to Jesus Christ day by day, not just every other day or once a week, to help him until it was a great army, like the army of God. Well, if we update this verse, for we come at this time day by day to help Jesus, to help Christ, to help the anointing. We are the body of Christ until we have become the great mighty army, the champion army of the Lord. Yesterday, we talked about how they were trained for battle. These are the attributes that the Lord bragged on because he wrote this book. And they practiced and they dedicated and they disciplined themselves like champions would. If they had weaknesses, they turned those weaknesses into their strengths. Can you imagine that? Turning your weaknesses into your strengths? Every one of us right now, whether you're driving a car or you're on a tractor or wherever you're at, working out in a gym, or you're at your house doing dishes, we can think of weaknesses right now. Every one of us, I don't care who you are, we can think of weaknesses right now that we could turn into our strengths. Think about if we did turn them into our strengths. If we just right now didn't listen to anything else for the rest of this week with me teaching here and turned our weaknesses into our strengths, we would be better off. Man, would we be doing great things for God. So they learned if they couldn't shoot the arrow with their left hand, they would learn how to do it just as good as they did with their right hand. They had no weaknesses. We learned yesterday that they had faces of lions and swift as gazelles. Well, faces of lions means you're not giving any kind of a sign of weakness. You're not giving any kind of a sign to your enemy that he has you. Because we read in Philippians 1:28, read that in the Amplified. Do not for a moment show fear or intimidation or of any kind of sign to the devil. For such fearlessness, which means you show no signs of fear, will be a clear sign unto your adversary, the devil, of his destruction. And I believe the church has been given too many signs. Pressure comes, we give a sign. Oh no, what do? We got this attack. Don't give the sign. Give faith. Stay in faith, man. Let the weak say, I am strong. Don't even speak weakness. Well, it goes on to talk about the attributes of God's champion army, and this is the attributes we should have. And it says they kept their battle formation, they kept their steps ordered, they kept their ordered place, there was no jealousy. Man, that's a big one in the church. Keep your ordered place where God has placed you. Don't, you know, get into jealousy or strife. They were expert in war with all weapons of war. And I thought, well, you know, how could we do that? Well, we could study to show thyself approved. You know, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. And we need to be expert in all the weapons, in the word, in walking in love, in applying the blood, and trusting God in our faith and growing in our faith. Because the Bible says, you know, faith by faith by faith and glory to glory to glory. We can become experts in our words and what we say and get out the doubt and the negativity. And stop the murmuring and the gossiping. We can become experts so that when pressure does come, we will win. And then they had another thing that they had that the Lord talked about in Chronicles. He said, 1 Chronicles. Was that 1 Chronicles or 2 Chronicles? 1 Chronicles, yeah. He said, they had an understanding of the times, and so should we. We should all be called to be end time preachers or studying about the end times. And then here's the one I want to hit on, because this is really going to activate the anointing, is they were not of double heart, but they were stable and trustworthy. And one translation says they were loyal. Here's what one translation said. They said, they came to Hebron with a loyal heart to make David king over all of Israel. You know, David wouldn't have it any other way. As a matter of fact, in 1 Chronicles, it talks about that. Can you imagine David being a pastor today? Let's just play along with me on this one, if you would. What if God sent David back in the end days, and here we are in the last days, and I believe we are, and he said, David, I want you to go pastor a church. And let's just say this church was near you, and you didn't have a church, so he's not trying to steal anybody's sheep. Would you want to be a part of that church? Oh, yes. We're talking about the greatest king Israel ever had. The only person that said that God said, he is a man after my own heart. We're talking about a boy who killed a lion and bear, and we're talking about a boy who killed a giant that the whole nation was scared of. And here comes David, and he's going to pastor a church. Now, a lot of Christians would want to be a part of this church, right? Well, let me show you what David would be like as a pastor, because he wouldn't have any other way. If you were not loyal to his church, he wouldn't want you to join. If you were not loyal to what God called for him to do and to help him, he wouldn't want you to join. Well, how do you know that, Chip? Well, I found this verse in 1 Chronicles 12:16, and it says, and there came of the children of Benjamin and Judah to the hold unto David. And here they come to David to join this mighty men church. And David went out to meet them, and he answered and said unto them, if you have come peaceably unto me, and you have come to help me. Now you got to see my word help. It's highlighted, circled, underlined, or stars by it, and arrows, and everything else. If you've come to help me, then my heart shall be knit unto you with you. Now think about that. He said, if you've come to help me. In other words, I believe that David was saying, don't just come to my church and just sit there and do nothing and just want me to take your attendance. Don't just come to my church and just say, hey, here I am, and then you don't help me? No. If your heart is knit with mine, in other words, if you're loyal to what God has for this church and you believe that God sent you here, then you help me with the anointing that you have. And you are anointed to do something that maybe I am not anointed to do, but we need that anointing. And corporately together, we can get great things done for God on a level that the world will not be familiar with, and we can operate and do great things for God. So he says, if you've come to help me and you're loyal to me, then my heart shall be knit with yours. But if you have come to betray me in any way to my enemies, seeing there is no wrong in my hands, then the God of our fathers, may he look down and rebuke you. Isn't that amazing? Could you imagine how many people would be leaving that church as soon as they joined or came together? We want to join, David. Well, if you come to join, then you be loyal to me. You be loyal to God. You be loyal to your calling. You be loyal to the anointing. And let's get after this thing. Let's be mighty champion men that he's coming back for, the mighty church. And if you're not, then may God rebuke you. I could just see a lot of people going, well, did you hear that? I just can't. Well, see, we don't need to be acting that way. We all need to come in one accord. It doesn't matter if we go to this church or go to that church or believe this or that. We need to be mighty men working on our weaknesses, making them into our strengths, and becoming loyal and reliable, not wishy-washy. Be able to be counted on and trusted in. Can your pastor trust in you? Can he count on you? Because God gave you anointing and he sent you there. God didn't send anybody anywhere to divide a church. He's not into division. He's into multiplication and addition. Never talks about division. God didn't create anybody to go into a church service and to judge whether it's long or short or good or bad Or, oh, that was, you know, that was a little bit dry, but it was, you know, it was a good word, Pastor. God didn't call anybody. The only one who has that job is the Holy Ghost. We don't have that job. We're not the Holy Ghost police. If we get on our faces, God will show us where to go, and we are to assemble ourselves, forsake not the assembly, and hook up with the church, and hook up with the pastor where he has you to call, where he's called you to be, and help him. That's the champion church. That's when the church and all these churches will get together. I don't care if it's 100 people right now. If you get together and you work together, then you will operate on a level that the world is not familiar with. See, David had 400, and it was called God's mighty army. And from what I know and what I have heard, I need to do some more study on myself. You need to research this yourself. They went off and finished the rest of the giants. So these were the mighty men. And it didn't matter to David how many numbers there were. And the numbers will grow with more loyal men. But a big thing that I want to show you is loyalty. And loyalty is so big. David, in other words, went out and met him and said, listen, if you're not going to be loyal to what God's called you to do and loyal to me, then may God rebuke you. But if you are, come on, my heart's knit with yours. Let's get this thing done. We can do it. I love you. Let's go. And so I want to ask us and all of the listeners right now, where's our loyalty? And everywhere, God's so big into loyalty. When I was studying this, he said to me during my study, he said, everywhere in the Bible where I, he said, you look it up. He told me to look it up. He said, where a man or a woman was loyal to another man or woman, and they didn't even do it for the, there was no motive behind it. Their only motive was their loyalty, their heart. It wasn't, I want God to see me and I want God to bless me. They were just loyal. An example would be Ruth to Naomi. There's one great example. And God said to me, everywhere that happened, I got down in on their business and I blessed them. I promoted them. I made it my business. And I thought, my goodness. So I started searching all through the Bible. And it's true. God blessed these people because of their loyalty. And I'm going to share with you tomorrow the reason why he did that. And it's very important. So if you've been wanting promotion, you're wanting God to bless you, and he wants to bless you more than you want to be blessed or promoted, there's a reason. And how loyal have you been? Where's your loyalty? Where's your promotion? Where's your loyalty? Well, don't miss out tomorrow, because we're going to get right into that. And you've been listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. I'm Chip Brim, and if you'd like more information on this loyalty message, please call us at 417-336-4877 or 1-800-972-3447. Or you can log in on Mom's website, billybrim.org. That's BILLYEBRIM.ORG. And we are also having an awesome youth rally. Don't miss it. Get your kids signed up for it. You can go online and check it out. There's a video, Champions for Christ. That's champions with an S, number4christ.org. And it's going to be July 27th through the 31st. Or you can look us up on Facebook. And this is Chip Brim sitting in for Mom, Billy Brim, saying shalom. And remember, in all you do, in word or deed, do for his glory.